This election season, an extremely controversial and polarizing measure is on the California ballot, Proposition 32. Conservatives support it, and unions are fiercely against it. The proposition is designed to restrict contributions made by unions and corporations to political candidates. It'll also stop unions and corporations from automatically deducting money from employee paychecks to pay for political activities. Supporters claim that Prop 32 will decrease the role of special interest money in politics, but unions say it's misleading, and it'll take the voices of working men and women out of the democratic process and increase the influence of millionaires in Sacramento. KALW's RTM's Konhovs helps break down Prop 32 and brings us this story.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, only about 17% of all workers in California are unionized. Most of them work in the public sector. Despite the relatively low numbers, unions are among the more powerful and deep-pocketed players in California politics. For now, anyway. If it passes,
unions could still do independent expenditures, but they won't have as much money to do it with.
Eric McGee is a policy fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California. And while money in politics can come from both corporate and union interests, he says Prop 32
changes the status quo for them more than for corporations and in a negative direction.
From 2000 through 2009, the California Teachers Association and State Council of Service Employees together spent more than $300 million on political activity. That brings them right next to pharmaceutical lobby groups and corporations, like AT&T and Chevron. They are among the state's top political spenders. Prop 32 would block corporations and unions from using paycheck deductions for those political purposes. But McGee says that's a misleading concept.
Corporations typically don't deduct money directly from paychecks in order to pay for political activity, whereas unions do. And corporations will still, therefore, have a lot of money sitting around that they can use for politics.
A lot of that money is going towards defeating Prop 32. Approximately $50 million so far, including $20 million from the California Teachers Association, spent on ads like this.
Be warned, super PACs and billionaires buying California's elections will become the law of the land if the Special Exemptions Act passes in November. It's true.
Well, that's actually yet to be seen. But yes, on Prop 32's biggest supporter is a well-founded conservative organization called the American Future Fund. According to the Sacramento Bee, it's connected to the Koch brothers, who made their fortune in oil.
Proposition 32 will stop all union and corporate contributions to candidates. No exceptions, no loopholes. Vote yes on 32. Put voters first, not big money.
While Prop 32 would stop direct contributions to candidates, it would not limit contributions to super PACs, which some see as a bigger issue. Still,
I believe if you're a reformer, you have to really want Prop 32.
John Cox is a Republican Party activist who recently spoke on KALW's Your Call program.
Because what you're doing is you're turning down the volume. You're reducing this huge, huge pot of money. It's not going to get rid of all the special interest money. But I would submit to you that doing something is certainly better than not doing anything at all.
That's one perspective. But Democrats, like Tim Paulson, disagree.
I mean, this is not a fair, real piece of reform. Proposition 32 is written very specifically to take one constituency out of the equation. And it's very clear, it is a special exemption.
Paulson is executive director of the San Francisco Labor Council. He also spoke on Your Call.
It seems that every time somebody comes up with some type of so-called reform, it's always at the expense of working men and women. I absolutely agree that, you know, the fact that everybody has to throw this much money into campaigns in order to win is ridiculous.
Okay, let's put partisan politics aside for a moment and examine that ridiculous amount of money. In California in 2010, during the last governor race, politicians and super PACs spent $250 million to try to win the day.
Our state is in a real mess, and I'm not going to give you any phony plans or snappy slogans that don't go anywhere. We have to make some tough decisions.
Jerry Brown won, Republican candidate Meg Whitman, who didn't win, spent $141 million from her own pocket.
Meg Whitman.
Meg Whitman.
Meg Whitman.
Strong.
Fiscal conservative.
A leader.
It's no wonder people without that kind of cash feel disempowered. In California, caps on political donations to candidates have been in place since 2001. They max out at $26,000. But there are no limits on lobbying and supporting ballot measures. And over the past 12 years, more than $3.5 billion have been spent by various donors in California politics. About a third of it was supplied by a narrow group of the 100 wealthiest individuals and organizations. The Public Policy Institute's Eric McGee says the latest effort at campaign finance reform probably won't change that.
Prop 32 changes where the money comes from more than it changes where the money goes to.
Which is right into paying for political power. In San Francisco, I'm Artem Skonohovs for Cross Currents.